Hey everyone, welcome to Wisdom Clutch. I'm your host Akash, and well, this podcast, it's going to be like a deep dive into the universe and all its mysteries. Today we're going to talk about was our ability to dream critical for evolution? Yeah, it sounds super sci-fi and spiritual, right? But trust me, by the end of this, you'll be like totally hooked on the whole idea. So strap in, or just get comfy. In modern age, we've lost our reverence for the dream. State, REM sleep is what has made us special. We see glimpses of these other possible worlds in our dreams, and more evidence is accumulating, which suggests that REM sleep was absolutely critical to the evolution of the special cognitive capacities that human beings, evidence and therefore critical to our cultural evolution and our special creativity. And what REM sleep normally does, it creates this very high cholinergic environment in the brain. And that environment allows for intense creativity because it promotes connections between otherwise disparate ideas. So it creates all kind of bizarre ideas, but all kinds of creative ideas as well. So when our ancestors in the upper Paleolithic acquired greater access to the REM sleep state, both during sleep and during waking consciousness, it helped to fuel the onset, and during waking consciousness, it helped to fuel the onset of cumulative cultural evolutionary processes. We know that REM sleep is especially important for human beings because we, as a species, have invested some 22% of our total sleep time in REM, and that 10% more time devoted to REM than our primate relative, so it's constantly creating these dream worlds for us. And we can then compare our current world with these alternative simulations of possible worlds. And it gives us something to say that world is valuable and this world is less valuable. So let's strive for the ideal. And that creates tremendous forward God-seeking behaviors in all human cultural groups. So REM has been crucial to human creativity. Now, human REM sleep has a lot of very peculiar characteristics. Every 90 minutes we go into REM sleep, and our body become paralyzed. Yet our brains are more activated than they are during waking consciousness, and we forced to watch these things we call dreams. So why would Mother Nature do something like that? We don't know. It creates these dissociative experiences and associative experiences. The dissociative experiences are some things that lots of us experience. There's dreamy states where you feel like you're not quite yourself, and you're in like a deja vu experience or a fluid mental state, a flow state, but you're not sure what's real, what's unreal, because you're immersed in all this imagery. But as you go through those kinds of dissociative states, it starts to relax or resolve into an associative state so that things that were previously unrelated get combined. And when unrelated ideas combine, creative, innovative thing happen, and REM sleep promotes that associative state big time. So one might want to harness REM given its contributions to the human evolutionary project and human flourishing. To do so, I'd recommend you two things. One is to seek out surprise, because what triggers REM is when you find that your current self model isn't operating that well. You need a new self model. What happened with the surprising event, particularly if it's intense, it triggers an orienting reaction. The more intense the orienting reaction, the more likely it's going to recruit what's called PGO waves. So seek out surprise so that it will trigger these PGO waves and then more intense REM states. And then just traditional methods, like keeping dreams diary and trying to trigger lucid dream states, might be advisable as well in some people. Not everybody. Our culture has lost in reverence for the dream state, whereas traditional cultures absolutely reverence dreams. And I think some due reverences would help the culture, because it would create more openness to creativity and disparate ideas. This can help us solve the unknown unknowns, and help us get creative solutions to the problems people are facing. Patrick McNamara is Distinguished Professor of Psychology at North Central University. He also holds appointment in the departments of neurology at the University of Minnesota and Boston University School of Medicine. He is a founding editor of Religion, Brain Behavior, the flagship journal for the emerging field of neuroscience of religion. McNamara's current research centers on the evolution of the frontal lobes, the evolution of the two mammalian sleep states, REM and REM, and the evolution of religion in human cultures. McNamara is the editor of Where God and Science Meet in Science and World Religions. Today we've uncovered the intricate workings of our minds during sleep and the role of dreams in shaping our cultural landscapes. As we bid farewell, I encourage you to reflect on the wisdom shared and carry it forward in your own exploration of consciousness. And that wraps up another insightful episode of Wisdom Clutch. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, this is Akash signing off.